The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host, and we are here to talk about your favorite movies. Also, the Browns beating the Steelers 29-17. Frankly, I thought the movie talk was kind of fun. Old school, Billy threw that one out, and I just can't help myself. Old school deserves to be in that watch it 10 times category.
Yeah, I haven't seen it 10 times, but I would not be surprised if many people have seen it 10 times. Sure.
So
what movie would you say describes the Steelers season thus far through three games?
Oof.
Stumbles out of the gate, then utterly collapses over the final two thirds of the movie.
I mean, it could be the Mallrats Volkswagen City.
Oh,
yeah. By the way, you'll be pleased to know that,
will I,
another bit that you created, I've somehow like accidentally stolen.
Oh, the Parenthood one.
No, it's even worse. It's the Candy Pickett.
Oh, where'd you take that on the road?
I said it on like a radio hit, and somebody was like, whoa, I'm sorry, did you say Kenny Pickett in a redneck voice? I was like, yeah, that's what Ryan Wilson calls him on the podcast. They were like, it was Costner. So he was like, would you mind saying that again?
And he said it off,
he's like, could you say it one more time?
Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett's on the bench right now.
Kenny Pickett needs to play, right?
Dude, I did the Brady Quinn podcast. Yesterday, that was a lot of fun. Basically, I called myself the Brady Quinn of the Fox Saturday booth because you're Gus Johnson. You couldn't make it, so I stepped in.
How did Brady take that?
He thought it was funny. Yeah. But anyway, I was talking to Brady about the Kenny Pickett stuff, and no surprise to you, he also pointed out that the offense, the scheme sucks. Like
speaking of movies you've seen a bunch, did you watch South Park Bigger, Longer, Uncut?
No, is that the new one?
No, it's very old. But there's a song in there where Kyle's mom, basically the USA and Canada are at war because the Canadians bombed the Baldwins.
Oh,
Kyle's mom does this whole song, like a big theatrical song called Blame Canada. And that's how you define the Steelers season thus far.
Yeah, but I don't think Tomlin's going to budge on making a change, which is interesting. Because, look, here's the thing. If you fire Matt Canada tomorrow, what does that say about why did you keep him then? It's like when a head coach in college, like Scott Frost. Why did you keep Scott Frost? Why don't you just fire him over the summer and move on with your life? So
if you knew he was bad, what does that say about you?
I think part of it is Tomlin's stubborn. And that's probably has a lot to do with the success, but sometimes it can blow up in your face. And I feel like, look, man, I've seen every single snap that Mr. Trubisky's, every single pass he's thrown this season. And it is straight up dog doo-doo, even by Mr. Trubisky in Chicago standards. And, you know, I talk about JT O'Sullivan occasionally on this podcast, and he has his own YouTube channel, and he broke down every single, you know, former NFL player played forever, every single pass of Kenny Pickett in the Patriots game. And, you know, he said Mitch did some good things, some bad things. But he also noted, because he's aware of such things, like Matt Canada called like three different plays three different times in the first half. And he made the point that because
Canada is the most adorable offensive play caller on the planet. He does motion and like.
It's not fooling anyone.
If you watch, I mean, again, now the Browns are playing preventish defense because the game is out of hand. But if you let Trubisky kind of rip it and not think too much, I mean, there's something to be said for that, right?
Do you know that the first time they threw the ball in the middle of the field on Thursday night was with 2 minutes to go when they finally targeted Pat Freiermuth for the first time? If you look at the pass chart, next gen stats, it's all on the sidelines until the final 2 minutes. Every single throw.
You're making the job harder for the quarterback. What are you doing?
Well, does this make the job harder for the quarterback? You keep calling sprint outs, and then you cut the field in half, and then Trubisky has to throw lasers into the dirt on the sidelines. Now, listen, Deontay Johnson dropped a couple passes that were good throws by Trubisky.
Holy crap!
Yeah, how's that look?
This chart is...
It's not unbelievable. It's quite believable if you've been watching the Steelers closely.
This is... He's basically sprint right out, throw to, like, one or two options.
That's literally what I just said. That's right.
No, I know. I mean, but, like, you don't see a modern NFL passing chart.
That's a lot of the talk around the league. Like the play calls that you see from him are calls that are not in many playbooks because they're antiquated and, you know, there are answers on the other side of the ball for them. So, look, the reality is this. In 10 days they play the Jets, they might lose that game. And then if you look at the rest of the schedule, they will lose those games. And whether Kenny Pickett's out there, whether you trade for Josh Allen, it ain't gonna matter, man. And you can
trading for Josh Allen might change it, but
no, not with those play calls. And I'm not even kidding. Like, here's the thing: you can be as stubborn as you want to be and keep Matt Canada there. Last year, you had excuses. Big Ben was too fat and too old. Mr. Trubisky is the exact opposite, right?
Didn't we cover the Matt? I mean, like, I just don't want to. Didn't we talk about Canada and his? Because he was at NC State, so I am familiar with Matt Canada.
You mentioned in passing. I knew he was at Maryland. When I talked to our buddies, Bob Haney and Vinny Serrato, they mentioned, oh, yeah, Matt Canada. But I don't think you provided specifics as to why you may or may not like Matt Canada.
I mean, he was declined to be asked back to NC State.
He was the OC or the head coach? He was never the head coach, right?
But okay, he'd been with Dave Doran for a long time. He goes up to Pitt for a little bit. I think then he... Did he go to LSU or Maryland first?
I'll look. Go ahead and tell me.
The point being is he's been bouncing around a lot, and it feels like one of those situations where it's a guy who constantly is able to navigate his way into.
You're right. Yep. NC State, Pitt, LSU for a year. So NC State 2013 to 2015, Pitt for a year, LSU for a year. Maryland,
that's a red flag if you're at three Power Five colleges as an OC in 3 years.
Maryland for a year, out of the football altogether in 2019. Steelers hired him as a quarterback's coach in 2020. Never been an offensive coordinator of the NFL until last year.
Well, yeah, exactly. Now, in his defense, in the year off, he was the Maryland coach who's the old running back. He's a former Saban disciple, was fired midseason. Canada took over as the interim full-time coach. Maryland stunk. They cleaned house, and that's
why. That was 2018. No, he was 2018, Maryland interim coach.
Right, but then his year off happened after that when they cleaned house. That's what I'm saying.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and so then, but then it's like Pittsburgh hires him as the quarterback's coach with what the only reference point I can come up with is the Steelers' old running back's coach, I believe, was a former NC State running back's coach.
Yeah, but I mean, the coaching community is pretty small, so I'm sure there's plenty of overlap there. But the larger point is, and I was talking to a friend about this, here's where you start the conversation for getting an offensive coordinator. You go see who works for Sean McVay and or Kyle Shanahan, and then you go from there. You don't go find some coach that was part of the Maryland squad that they blew up the whole organization because of all the nonsense that's going on there, who has no head OC experience.
Hey, man, you're preaching to the choir here. I mean,
but my point is this. I mean, like, you know, I love Tomlin, obviously. But you know, the standard is the standard, and we don't live in our fears. There's also a saying that excuses are for losers. So you can keep making excuses every week about why this thing looks the way it does. It ain't gonna magically fix itself by getting on your knees and praying every night that Matt Canada quits calling terrible plays, because that's what I'm seeing. Now, is Mr. Trubisky occasionally missing guys down the field? Yeah, he is. But I guarantee you that if Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay were coordinated up this offense to take it to the extreme, I mean, these are guys at the top, it would look different. If Kellen Moore was calling the plays in this offense, it would look different. I don't know who would have to call plays for it to look worse. I'm taking suggestions.
No, I'm trying to find out who the running back coach is that recommended him, because I know that's exactly what happened.
How do you know that's what happened?
Because, Eddie Faulkner. Bang. How you like that now? Eddie Faulkner was the former tight ends fullback special teams coordinator at NC State.
I don't feel any better.
He ended up at Pittsburgh. That's why they drafted Jalen Samuels. And I guarantee you, he recommended Matt Canada as the play caller, because Canada was hired in 2020 while Faulkner was the running backs coach under Tomlin.
Mm.
What is happening here?
Now that's the right call, Ian.
Look, I'm going to put this honestly. If you're hiring a bunch of NC State leftovers, are you doing the right thing?
Yes. We're at the point now where you're dunking on the Wolfpack.
I'm dunking on myself here.
Oh, Lordy, be mercy.
Yeah, go Tar Heels.
There it is.
Not wait until it's just Billy and go Tar Heels.
Scott Murphy in the comments says it would look worse if Princeton was calling the plays in his spirit animal, Matt Nagy. I don't know. Look, I'm not even kidding. I don't know.
I mean, I would be a better play caller, honestly.
I would be fine with giving that a shot because it's clearly not working.
I ran the highest scoring team in 8-plus-year-old flag football this past.
By the way, ESPN's Brooke Pryor asked Tomlin after the game whether he would consider making changes to quarterback, play caller, etc. Quote, the answer to that question is definitively no, end quote. Hey, man, you do you.
He's going to have to change at quarterback at some point. We're
saying
Pokey Rat asks, where's your diploma from? First of all,
DeVry.
That's none of your GD business. Ace, do you have any more gum?
What's that from?
That's an Ace Ventura quote.
Oh.
Ace, you got any more of that gum? UNC Greensboro is the answer, actually. We're gonna look at the Steelers schedule. Oh boy.
Yeah, that's right. I told you the Jets game, they're going to lose that game, and then they're going to lose the rest of those games.
If they lose at home to the Jets,
it's a wrap.
They're at Bills, Buccaneers at home, at Dolphins, at Eagles, Saints at home.
Yeah, I got no answers. I'm just like Matt Canada. No answers.
I don't know when you fire up.
That's the other thing.
If you don't fire up Pickett in week four, and you're 1-2, so you really can't do it. And you could be 2-1 if you'd beaten the Patriots at home. And it's a 3-point game. It's not impossible. You can't lose to the Jets and fire up Pickett against Bills, Bucks, Dolphins, Eagles with 3 of 4 on the road. That is malpractice.
This team has scored 23 points. That includes a pick six from Minka in week one, 14 points last week in an absolutely anemic effort, and 17 points tonight.
And
Kenny Pickett isn't going to fix stupid play calls.
And all right, let me ask you this. Prisco and I argue about this. Tomlin should have on the 4th-and-1 late. They probably weren't winning.
4th-and-6 in the zone end.
No, but then they got the penalty on the Browns, I believe. No. The final when they had one timeout and they
kicked. I was fine kicking it.
I mean, it's probably.
I think the math says kick it.
Oh, really?
I think so, because you don't want to waste time. And then what?
Oh, but my thought was you go try and score the touchdown quickly, and then you may have a chance to get the ball back.
Try to score it quickly. Have you seen this offense? Yeah, if it's a competent offense, maybe you have the conversation. Maybe if you're a little closer, you have that conversation. But this was, at no point were Kevin Stefanski at no point looked worried. And this is a 4 days removed from the obliteration at the hands of Joe Flacco.
He's like, do you have Flacco? No, you got Trubisky.
Yeah. He might as well have been sitting in a lawn chair drinking, sipping on iced tea.
On the bright side, George Pickens, awesome.
There's not a bright side. Why? George Pickens got like 2 targets the last 2 weeks. And
is he piped up? He tried to play this. This is a sick catch. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. That's what he's doing all training camp.
He will angle. You can't do this as a rookie in a Tomlin program.
At 23 points, 14 points, 17 points. And you don't throw the ball in the middle of the field. Okay. What should he do? Just sit there and watch.
This is where we need an actual quick fix, pick six podcast, merchandise store. We can fire out like a Blame Canada. We put, Canada's.
It's a Paramount property. So I don't think we could sue for
weird looking goober face on there or someone who looks like him. I don't know. I mean, because you don't want to get sued for, infringing his personal
Property. I don't know if you could sue for that. I mean, Matt Patricia wore a Roger Goodell clown shirt when he got the plane for the Super Bowl.
But he didn't make the shirt. I'm saying we should make the shirt.
By the way, Karma paid Matt Patricia back pretty handsomely.
Turns out Matt Patricia sucks. Although Matt Patricia is somehow a better OC than Matt Canada.
Oh, I would trade 3 first-round picks for Matt Patricia to call plays at this point.
Okay, all right. If you're watching right now on YouTube, put in ridiculous names. I've got a couple. I'm going to throw at Wilson. Put in ridiculous names that you would nominate for offensive coordinator of the Steelers, and we'll see if Wilson would take them over Matt Canada.
Yes. Or not.
I will start. Matt Patricia.
Yes.
Joe Judge.
Yes. K-Tide mentioned that in the comments. I don't know.
Adam Gase?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Adam Gase is a good offensive coordinator. He just can't. Scott Frost, no. I would not, Keaton, take Scott Frost.
Scott Frost over Matt Canada. Will Brinson.
Yeah.
Oh, that was very quick.
Jeff Fisher, yes. Defensive mind, Jeff Fisher, absolutely.
Juan Castillo.
Ben McAdoo, 100% Timothy Benson.
You would take, oh my God, this has gotten dark. Pat
McAfee. McAfee.
Hell yes. I take McAfee over Matt Canada. McAfee would do some crazy stuff in there.
And they would respect him.
Nnamdi Asamoah.
Yeah, he's smart. He went to Cal, I believe.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Breach's daughter. Yes, Keaton, 100%. Bobby Petrino.
Hell yeah.
Only if he wore the neck brace.
And was like on a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle.
Yeah. I mean, Bobby Petrino is an NFL OC, would actually probably be pretty good.
Ted Lasso. Yes, Mike Zimmer. No Mike Zimmer. I would not.
That's the line. Is Mike Zimmer.
It'd just be run. You'd run. Legs would fall off.
Kirk Cousins, but it's always 8 p.m. on Monday.
Well, I mean, I would imagine Kirk Cousins is probably a little more progressive in his play calling than Matt Canada. And Brady mentioned this on the Brady Quinn podcast. This is
like Peyton Manning and Cliff Kingsbury. Are you kidding me? Wilson would get another tattoo. Actually, Wilson probably got a tattoo since.
Yeah,
you
haven't seen
to have this.
Brownie the Elf's pretty funny. But Lou here, Holtz. Yeah, former William Mary coach Lou Holtz and NC State.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, way back in the day, black and white pictures. Yeah, but dude, Brady mentioned this on the Brady Quinn football show yesterday that
I'd hire Brady Quinn in a second to call plays.
Yeah, no, he'd be great. Some guys are just you know, check boxes in terms of play calling, and some guys have a plan. Because I said to Brady, how is it that team, you script the first 10 to 15 plays and the Steelers 10 to 15 plays all end in three and outs? Like, what are you doing?
Matt Canada is in constant save my job mode. I think he spends 75% of his time like going into somebody's office and be like, hey, man, okay, boss. You know what was weird about that game plan was I wanted to run this and like this other coach like tried to run this. Am I right? Like high five. It's like a Silicon Valley power play type of thing.
What if someone, Brian Jay, actually, this one is actually where I draw the line. Booger McFarland. I don't think I'm
he actually said Booger McFartland.
I didn't want to.
There's a decent chance that Brian Jay texts his friends fart enough that it autocorrected to Brian McFartland.
Yeah, he's telling on himself.
He almost snorted. I love it. Pete Briscoe. Hell yeah, Pete.
No way. No.
He would take Briscoe over Matt Canada in a heartbeat.
Pete would punt every fourth and one. He would punt every third and eight, and he would run the ball.
Tomlin punted his own end zone down like 2 scores.
Fourth and six. I mean, it's just giving up. That's waving the white flag.
Is that Joe Logan? Is that supposed to be Joe Rogan? I would at least be intrigued.
Here's the thing, man. Calling plays. Keaton mentions Urban Meyer. If you put him in the booth, 100%.
Urban Meyer calling plays, give it to me. Yes.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy over. I would take him over Canada, but I wouldn't be happy about it. But yeah. So anyway, I don't think it's going to change. According, I mean, you know, he just said definitively no. Mike Tomlin did. So if you say definitively no about the quarterback and the OC, what's the soonest you can fire them as you look at that schedule?
Would you hire the CEO of a Crisure? Is that the name of it?
Sure.
Firm. Yeah. You don't know him. You don't know what he looks like. You don't know what his background is.
It could be a woman. Yes. I don't care. Yes.
Him. Okay.
I would hire the Celtics coach who's now suspended. I don't know. I didn't know who he was until he got.
All right. Let's go back to the schedule talk.
Oh, okay. I'm not
sure that's going to age well for.
I don't know the backstory. I didn't know who he was.
I get the joke. I'm down with it, but I'm trying to make sure we.
It must
don't.
Be bad if you're moonwalking away from it.
Anytime like a story is less than like 48 hours old.
Brad Stevens.
He's a GM.
Yeah.
But any type of story is less than like 48 to 72 hours old and the professional sports team suspends someone for a year, there's some...
Without naming a reason.
Right. They're like, he's like,
all right, I rescind that comment. And I would not also, I won't take the Celtics coach and I will not also take Brett Favre. All right, let's move on.
Okay. Okay. Good recovery.
There you go.
Okay. What is the next Steelers win? Hold on. One more suggestion for
the schedule. What is it?
This is pretty funny. Borat.
Yes. And he's wearing the little wrestling, what's the wrestling thing called? What did Emilio Estevez call it in the movie? The required uniform.
I think it might be at Falcons in December.
I was going to say either week 12 or week 13.
If they don't beat the Jets.
So the Colts in week 12 and then Falcons. But both those games are on the road, by the way.
They could lose to both those teams.
Of course they could. Have you seen them play? 23-14-17.
We're literally talking about watching them play. And we spent 15 plus minutes talking about movies you'd rather watch for 10 times.
What if they have like a top three pick and, you know, CJ Stroud's there? They're going to draft.
That's actually a really important point about the 2022 Steelers is that,
oh my gosh,
you have to recognize what you are. That is so important in the NFL. You have to know your identity as a team. And if I were a Steelers fan, I'd be worried that Tomlin was so concerned about the not below 500 thing that he might not play. Like, you have to play Pickett and find out what you have.
I don't know if he cares about the 500 thing. He's seen that offense. The singlet is what it's called. Thank you for pointing that out in the comments. I don't know. I mean, look, you can...
He literally said, no, I won't change anything.
I understand that, but you might want to protect your 500 record, but if you're playing with a bunch of goons out there, that's not going to...
Why would you not... I mean, all right, let's say that either you or me are Omar Khan, who took over as GM. You go down and say, here's the deal, Mike. You're firing Matt Canada. This is what I would do. I'd say you're firing Matt Canada and you were starting Kenny Pickett. And I don't care.
What if he says no? What are you going to do? Fire Mike Tomlin? Get out of here. You're not talking sense now.
Mike Tomlin would be hired in a second, but like, you can't preside over this. It's bad.
I don't know what the relationship is. Mike Tomlin might have, it might be 50-50.
I think the boys.
No, my point is that in terms of like who has the most power, because
that's a good point too. We don't, because Kevin Colbert steps away, we don't know.
Because he and Kevin worked together on a lot of things, and Kevin said on the way out that they were usually on the same page about most things.
I feel like it's a both directly report to the president situation.
Yeah, I don't know how much Rooney cares about the day-to-day stuff.
No, but I was saying, like, I don't think that, at least when it was Colbert and Tomlin, that either could make a decision independent of each other. Like, Tomlin, Colbert couldn't say, you're playing this guy on Sunday. And Tomlin couldn't say, you're drafting this guy.
No, that's right. They report
independently to Art Rooney.
No, I think they both independently, they both together come to some consensus. That seemed to be the impression I got from the way both of them talked about it.
Right, but I'm saying like Kevin Colbert couldn't fire Mike Tomlin and Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I would believe that.
So if it is possible that the dynamic has changed, I would guess not. And the Steelers and the Rooneys prefer that same like power structure.
Mm. So Clarence asked the question, how much of this angst is classic overreaction short week and early in the season? Still basically preseason for the vets. That's a fair question, but look, I'll be honest, like Mr. Trubisky he's been about what I expected, probably a little better than what I've expected. If I'm being honest with you, the offensive line has been out of this world, like all pros compared to what we saw in the preseason. So they've actually improved a little bit, but again, I don't know is Matt Canada going to get better as a play caller? Like, the man's 49, 50 years old.
No, we just spent 10 minutes chronicling.
Deontay Johnson had a couple drops. Right. A couple drops every once in a while. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, Billy says it's time to break.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll discuss the winning team.
Yeah,
as is typical for this podcast, amen. The Browns, and where they go next. An interesting 2-1 coming up after the break next.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
So the Browns, we could keep talking Steelers, but
no, let's talk.
Billy runs a tight ship. Devo lets us go a little loose. You know,
I'd rather talk about the Browns.
The Browns won the game. They're now 2-1. Should be 3-0.
How angry do you think in the back of Kevin Stefanski's mind is that they're not 3-0 stacking these wins without Deshaun Watson?
I mean, if you're 3-0 right now as the Browns and you know you have Watson coming back,
you're going to be 4-0 next week. You play at Atlanta, almost certainly. Things are changing. Brownie the Elf is 1-1.
Do we have a I'm going to look and I'm going to pull a Wilson and ask, do we have a to make or miss the playoffs bet available on the Browns? Because, I mean.
What are you thinking? This goes back to Clarence's question about overreactions after a couple weeks.
No, I just think they should be 3-0. And I mean,
Jacoby Brissett played fantastic. Credit to him. And I think he was their most important offseason pickup.
Where did he go to college?
He went to NC State.
Mm. Where did Mitchell Trubisky go to college?
He went to Tar Heels. Mm. I didn't realize that Mitchell Trubisky grew up 25 miles from First Energy.
Yeah. Go Tar Heels.
Love it. Why were you saying that even?
I don't know. Go Tar Heels.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about it. You just want to keep saying it.
Okay. No, I really don't remember anything. What are you talking about?
How mad were you that Drake May was calling out NC State?
Not mad at all. I loved it.
You know what's funny? I was texting my buddy that
humiliating that they made him apologize.
That's utterly. I was texting my buddy.
Like stories about just like shut up. It's like
texting my buddy that I went to high school with. He went to NC State literally because he didn't get into UNC, and he was so angry that Drake May said that. He said he better watch his ass because we won't come after him when we play him. I was like, all right, well, we'll see what happens.
He better watch his ass. We're gonna come
Drake May. Who's Drake May think he is? Is he related to Sean May?
Hey, Billy, I should have asked you this in the introductory call that I didn't attend, but you don't have any connections to North Carolina at Chapel Hill, right?
He's a Philly guy.
I do not.
Okay, good. Just making sure. I only have one veto available to me in my career at CBS. And
to be clear, I just said, is Drake May related to Sean May? I meant Luke May. He's Luke May's brother, I believe. Is that right?
He is Luke May's brother.
Yeah. Sean May is...
Sean May is actually their father.
Spelled differently.
That's how old Sean May is.
And basketball.
I don't see a Browns make or miss playoffs odds available because it's pretty freshly after the game. But, man, I mean...
I'll give you odds. What odds do you want? I'll take it.
Do you see what their schedules?
Yeah, it gets hard after they beat the Falcons.
At Falcons.
Yep.
Got to win it.
I mean, they're going to lose a bunch of games.
Their rush game is good enough where they can beat the Chargers or Patriots.
Myles Garrett disappeared against the worst offensive line in NFL.
Well, in his defense, they were rolling Trubisky right every single.
Rolling Trubisky right and throwing the ball out of bounds every single snap. Plus 1,000. How disrespectful.
I assume that's Billy that pulled that. Debo wouldn't be smart enough to pull that fast. I would probably get down with. I would be. Intrigued by you don't want to bet on the Browns. I don't want the Browns to be good. I want the
plus
Browns
300 sounds way too low.
3-1 of the Bengals is intriguing.
They're gonna be 0-3 in a couple days. They're gonna lose to the Jets.
I mean, I picked the Ravens, so I'm not backing off the Ravens take, but
let me ask you this. So JPP signed with the Ravens on Thursday.
That's a desperation. It's a stinky cologne. They gave him above vet minimum.
But here's the thing. If you're the Steelers, don't have TJ Watt, why don't you sign JPP?
Instead of like the Ravens sign, I'm sure. Yeah. Okay, so here are the games the Browns have left before Deshaun Watson comes back. And I mean, like, this will sound hot takey. I'm not a
hold on before you go on. So let's assume they beat the Falcons next week and they're 3-1. So let's go through the rest of the schedule and see what their record, we think the record will be when Deshaun comes back.
Chargers at home.
That's an L. Because
I don't think it's not definitely an L.
Not definitely, but we have to make a choice here.
Look how fast he gets these graphics up.
a win or loss against the Chargers? We'll assume that Justin Herbert's 85% at that point.
I mean, I'll say loss, but I don't think it's... Dude, Brandon Staley's team suck against the run, and that's the one thing the Browns do really well.
So win or loss?
I will say win.
The Browns will win?
At home against the Chargers.
Okay, 4-1, Patriots.
Win.
Oh, God. 5-1. This is all what Jacoby Brissett, too, by the way. All right.
Yeah.
Ravens.
A loss.
5-2, Bengals.
Okay, I think that it's fair to say the Chargers, Bengals at home, they're going to go 51-1. So I'll say loss against the Bengals.
5-3 going into the bye. Okay, then your Dolphins on the road. What are you pausing for based on what we've seen so far?
They can't beat the Dolphins on the road?
No.
Okay, I'll say loss.
5-4 at Bills.
Loss.
5-5. And then he can come back for Tampa, right?
No, Houston. Remember, he's at Houston is the first game.
Why? That's week 12, the Tampa game. Oh, the 11 game. Sorry. Gotcha. Yeah.
So remember that, like, he was traded from Houston where he allegedly committed all these things.
So 5-5.
His first game back is in Houston.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got it now. I forgot that I didn't count the bye. So Tampa, they're 5-5 going into that game.
I think they're going to be 6-5 going into Houston.
Okay. In that case, you should make that bet. Well, you don't have to bet, but that doesn't mean they're going to win the division.
But then they still have to play the Bengals and Ravens, and I guess the Steelers count for something.
The schedule is immeasurably easier after Deshaun Watson gets back. So if you're all in for them to win the game, so you have them winning up until Deshaun Watson returns, certainly they should be able to continue that with a guy who hasn't played football in 2 years.
If they can beat it, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, okay, first of all, if they can beat Atlanta and go 2-2 in those games before the bye, they're in great shape.
Yeah, but coming out of the bye,
football's weird. It's weird
at Miami, at Buffalo, Tampa. That's a.
I think 1-2 is fine there.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. I'm not sure if they can do it
before the bye.
Okay, we'll see. You're optimistic.
Okay, make it in the chat. What's the over under? They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games left at Atlanta
before
versus Chargers versus Patriots. At Ravens versus Bengals, at Dolphins, at Bills versus Tampa, what would be your over-under for wins? I think it would be, it's 3.5 juice the over or 4.5. Because you feel like Atlanta's a win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably 3.5. I think the over-under would be 3.5 for those games.
Okay.
And I would take the over.
Yeah, you're optimistic. I will give you usually are about those sorts of things. I'm less so because the Browns will find ways to browse it up. The thing is that
Keaton in the chat asked, this is a very good question, actually. How screwed is the NFL if the Browns and Watson make the Super Bowl?
Oh, that won't happen. The Illuminati will make sure it doesn't.
You will see you don't want to. I don't want to say assassination attempt.
Oh, my gosh.
Something, someone's hamstring is going to get.
Alien abduction. How about that?
Yes, there you go. Alien abduction.
By the way, just for an idea, like the Browns still have some things to work out. Like I mentioned, I think I mentioned it on the HQ after show, post game. They had 3 times 12 men on the field on defense. Like, what are you doing? They almost messed up that onside kick again, which is almost impossible to do 2 weeks in a row. There are some sort of lingering things that
under 3.5 is a better bet. Okay. Actually, you know, bring that schedule back up real quick. Okay. I want to revise this. I'm wrong. I'm over my skis on this one. Can we bring that schedule back up? I guess Debo's in charge again. Can't get the schedule back up. There we go. They're 2-1 against the Panthers, Jets, and Steelers. They might suck.
Jeez, that was a quick turnaround because they didn't.
Yeah. I'm.
Look, man,
this is the first four. Those first four games are the easiest four games you can possibly get gifted.
But Jacoby Brissett hasn't really played poorly. No. He played really well on Thursday night. If Stefanski can just run the ball, don't overcomplicate it. Keep giving Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt the ball. That'll take care of a lot of your concerns.
I think the over-under is 2.5 now.
Okay, that's fine. Like I was never high on the Browns, but you went from extremely high to relatively low at a record time.
Well, I mean, like I guess I think I was probably overvaluing the Steelers. Maybe I mean the Panthers are terrible. The Panthers are terrible. That. The Jets are terrible. The Steelers are terrible.
Yeah, Steelers are terrible.
And they could easily be 1-2. And
let me ask you this: who wins more games, the Steelers or the Lions?
Lions.
Yeah, I don't even think it's like a. You shouldn't even hesitate that half a second.
Yeah. Sorry. All right, look. My bad. I got over my skis in the Browns. I'm sorry.
Hey, but you're right. 3 years ago, you picked the Steelers to finish last in the division. It's coming to fruition.
Finally, 3 years later. Oh man, the Browns. The Browns are. Oh, you know what we want, Wilson? Mm-mm. We want the Browns to blow out the Falcons in Week 4, and then we just fade the crap out of the
load Browns up on the Chargers
the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean. We'll see. Justin Herbert practiced on Thursday for the first time. He hadn't previously because of the rib injury. So we'll see what state he's in this weekend and then obviously the subsequent weekend. I don't know.
Like, I think Herbert will be fine. He's going to play this weekend.
Let me ask you this. Is the AFC not as good as we thought it was?
You may be onto something there. So let's bring up the NFL standings and think about the Dolphins are probably better than we thought, but we're not 100% sure.
Well, they were getting their doors blown off until the final quarter.
That's what I'm saying. We're not sure. God, look at Billy. He's a ninja with this.
Billy knows how to use the internet.
God. I can't believe we hired that old geriatric diva for this job originally. The AFC North is kind of terrible.
Yeah, every team has a major flaw.
Denver is currently the second place team in the AFC West.
By the way, Nathaniel Hackett, I would not want anywhere near the Steelers. So let me be clear about that.
All right. If you're doing AFC playoff teams right now, Buffalo wins the division more than likely. I would give it to Baltimore in the North.
Yeah.
Kansas City in the West.
And you're Jacksonville Jaguars, I think.
You picked the South winner.
Yeah, no. Look at the other teams. That's terrible. Sorry,
so Jaguars there. So who are the two wild card teams? Miami and
Can you not do? Miami and
Chargers or
Cleveland
or
the Chargers. Yeah.
I mean, man, the AFC does not look that great. That's a great point by you.
And meanwhile, Debo's Eagles and Billy's Eagles look at world beaters.
Who's Debo?
Some dude. He was in Friday.
I'm just kidding. We love Debo here.
Vikings look terrible. I think it's more Kirby than O'Connell.
So who's the sixth best team in the AFC?
The Dolphins. The Dolphins are. Yeah, the Chargers. The Chargers are the fifth or higher if you haven't won the division like I do.
The Dolphins are fifth. Who's the sixth best team? Oh, I forget. We have seven
losses. Chargers. I'm an idiot.
The Jets are in the playoffs right now.
Good. They're going to win this weekend too. Against they're going to beat the Bengals and they're going to beat the Steelers, and they're going to be 3-1.
If the Jets beat the Bengals, I mean,
they're 3-1. If they win three games in a row, they go to 3-1, and then Zach Wilson's healthy. What are you doing?
Not playing Zach.
I think you're slow footed, don't you?
What do you do? What do you do if you're the Brown or the Brown stink? I forgot. Man. All right. So who's the seventh best team in the NFC? Scroll down. Either Billy or Debo, depending how quickly it happens. Oh, yeah, there we go. Definitely Billy.
Green Bay, look at that. That's crazy town.
I mean, I would take the NFC against the AFC right now.
That's hilarious that Minnesota's third.
Take the Giants out and put...
No, leave them there. Brian Daboll's doing a great job.
All right. Do we leave anything out on this?
Amari Cooper looked fantastic. Jacoby Brissett looked fantastic. The running game looked fantastic.
You know who could use Amari Cooper?
To play quarterback? The Dallas Cowboys. It still remains a mystery to me. Like a Robert Stack unsolved mystery for those of us who watched television in the 80s. Why Stefanski refused to use the running game last year when he's trying to get Baker Mayfield killed at the end of the season. It was like that. That is like it's not manslaughter. That's attempted murder. Like you're not accident. You didn't hit the guy with your car. You.
Maybe it was that he was trying to chase Baker out, but they didn't know that he could.
Well, he did it. I don't know why you wouldn't lean on the running game, but when you do, it makes his life a lot easier.
Nick Chubb is so, so good.
The thing is, he's amazing. He's great. And the thing is, you bring in Kareem Hunt, and Kareem Hunt, you can't tackle no matter what.
And then, Kareem Hunt gets an extra 2 yards every single
every time. Period.
But every Chubb, time. Like Chubb, you know, Chubb is the second highest yards per carry amongst all active running backs all time. Behind five, only. Like, can you name this?
LDT?
It's I think minimum is like 500 carries or 900 carries. But third is Jim Brown. Second is Nick Chubb. And number one is...
Is it OJ?
It's anybody in the chat got it? I'll make Debo send you something if you can get this in the chat. Number one all-time...
Yards per carry. You have to have at least 500 or something. Is that what you said?
It's at least like five. It's you're a prominent running back to qualify for this list.
Earl Campbell?
No. It's not somebody who's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, really? See, it must be an NC State player.
Not an NC State player.
I have no idea.
Jamal Charles.
Oh, they said that in the friggin' graphic and I missed it.
I mean,
Jamal Charles. Yep. George Sully got it.
Not on me. There you go. Good job, George Sully.
Peyton Hillis is a great guest, by the way. 1 year Peyton. That was a good year, too, though.
Oh, my God. Peyton Hillis on the cover of Madden was unbelievable.
There you go. All right.
That should do it for us.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch Old School. Maybe Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, I got to figure out the next time that we get together after Steelers win. That could be a while.
I mean, if they don't beat the Falcons, Jets.
Same difference. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. If they don't win, it might be December.
Definitively no changes. Right. So look forward to that.
That's it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. For Wilson, I'm Brinson. We will see you guys later.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.